Nate Morris surges in KY Senate race with $10 million Elon Musk donation to pro-Morris Super PAC. By Sean Moran on January 19, 2026. Elon Musk made the largest disclosed contribution of the 2026 midterm cycle to a Super PAC that is backing pro-Trump Kentucky Senate Republican candidate Nate Morris. Musk wrote a $10 million check to the pro-Morris Fight for Kentucky Super PAC, which serves as the latest sign that the owner of X and Tesla plans to make waves ahead of the midterm elections as Republicans aim to maintain control of the House and Senate. Axios reported that after a recent conversation with Morris, Musk was impressed by Morris's business background and anti-establishment campaign. Morris founded Rubicon, one of the largest waste and recycling companies in the country, starting at only a $10,000 line of credit in 2008. Musk appreciated that Morris, a ninth-generation Kentuckian, has campaigned as an anti-Mitch McConnell candidate, while the other two candidates, Representative Andy Barr, RKY, and former Attorney General Daniel Cameron, are part of the McConnell camp. Morris counts Vice President J.D. Vance as a friend, and Vance also has close ties to Musk. The donation to the pro-Morris Super PAC comes less than a week after Barr said, "This is a two-man race and we're the only one with the resources to win." Morris told Breitbart News's Catherine Hamilton in January that McConnell epitomizes the worst of government and shows why career politicians should be thrown out of office. "I can't speak for him, but what I will tell you, it's an absolute disgrace. If something like that happened in the private sector, they'd make you retire. And remember, during the 2024 election, even in the 2020 election, we were criticizing Joe Biden for the exact same thing," the businessman said. "When I mentioned this at our fancy farm picnic back in August, I got all this flack from McConnell's people." Morris said, "But you know, it's the same thing we said about Joe Biden. It's no different. He's been in there for over 40 years. I mean, think about that, he came into office before the internet was created. I mean, what do you possibly know about what's going on in our world today? I just think he epitomizes the worst of government, the worst of Washington, D.C., the worst of the swamp, and why career politicians have got to be thrown out of office, and why we need outsiders and business people."